This week's parsha, the beginning of the parsha, we read the encounter of Avraham Avinu with the three people who were three malachim. Ve'ere Elav Hashem be'elonei mamre hu yoshiv pesach ha'ol kechom hayom. Avraham is sitting pesach ha'ol kechom hayom. Ve'isa ina vayar, and he sees hinei shlosha anoshim nitzavim olav. Vayar vayar to across him, he goes and greets them in pesach ha'ol. And then he says, "Vayomar, Hashem, no matzasi chen beinecha, al nasabor me'avdecha, don't go away. You kach na'amayim." He wants to give them some water, rachas raglechem, and then vecha paslechem, and then he gives bread, and etc. We know Rashi points out the Chazal on page 3, Yukach Nal Yidei Shliach. Because it says Yukach, it doesn't say he's going to do it. Yukach, it should be done. Meaning, so the Mayim was done Al Yidei Shliach. But the bread, it says Ve'ekcha Pas Lechem. That was done directly. So the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, on page 5, and page Vav Amud Beis. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Masha Osa Avram Lamalach Yasharis Ba'atzmo, Osa Akarish Baruch Hu Lebonav Ba'atzmo. In other words, here we see the Mida of Akarish Baruch Hu, of Mida Keneged Mida. Here, Mida Keneged Mida very often means if, in the negative sense. If you did something wrong, Akarish Baruch Hu is going to give it back to you, Mida Keneged Mida. Here, in the positive sense. Whatever Avraham Avinu did to the Malach HaYasharis when he did Hachnasas Harkim, so whatever he did by himself, which is a higher Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, future generations, gave the Jewish people that same thing by himself. Whatever Avraham did by Al Yidei Shliach, Klal Yisrael, so that was a lower level, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Klal Yisrael that thing. Ba'atzmo was also Al Yidei Shliach. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Kol Masha Osa Avram LaMalach Yasharis Ba'atzmo, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebonav Ba'atzmo. Kol Masha Osa Avram Al Gei Shliach, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebonav Al Gei Shliach. And that's what it says. El Abokar Ratz Avraham Ruach Nosa Meis Hashem Meikach Chema V'Chalov. It was the things that Avram Avinu did by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for us by himself. So it says that Avraham Avinu ran to, and he, so that's the bread was done directly. Yukach na ma'ayim in the next line was Al Yidei Shliach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to get it through the rock. So it wasn't direct. It was Al Yidei Shliach. So you see here, this Yisod, that the things that Avraham Avinu, like the Lechem, so then Hashem gives direct Lechem. That's the Mon. He gives it direct. You don't have to go to any rock. But the things like the water, Yukach Na Ma'amayim, Avraham Avinu didn't do direct. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't return it in a direct way. And then there's another opinion that says, B'schar Shlosha Zochu L'Shlosha. B'schar Chema V'Cholav Zochu L'Mon. B'schar V'Amein Olim Zochu L'Amur Anan. And Yukach Na'am Amayim Zochu L'Ber L'Shom Nirvim. But according to the first pshat, that's this Yisod. Whatever was done direct. And we'll see, the pshat is like this. And we'll see from the Marsha B'Torah and others. Whatever you put into an action, that's what you get out of it. You put in more effort, you did it directly, you went and took the bread yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send Mon himself. You sent it Al Yidei Shliach, the water was Al Yidei Shliach, you didn't do it yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give water by himself. And the pshat being, we'll see the Marsha B'Torah explains, and the Rav Ezrachi explains, it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's like, I give you a mashal. If you don't put gas in the car, it's not going to run. It's not a punishment. If there's no gas, the car doesn't run. It's not a punishment. So you didn't put in the gas. You didn't put it, right? So the same thing. The more gas you put into the action, the more effort you put in, that's what you're going to get in future doros out of that thing. That applies to everything. That applies to mitzvahs. It applies to relationships. The more you put into a relationship, that's how sturdy the relationship's going to be. The less you put into it, the less firm the relationship's going to be. It's not a punishment, it's the tzius. You put gas into the car, it's going to run. You don't put a gas in, it's not going to run. It's not a punishment, it's a mitzvah, it's a reality. You have to fuel the car, you have to fuel the relationship. You have to put effort into it. So that's the... So anything that was done in Al-Yidei Shliach was less effort. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's less effort, I'll do it Al-Yidei Shliach. More effort, I'll do it directly. Then there's another interesting Medrash Tanchuma on page 6. Medrash Tanchuma says, Katam Marta Yukach, Ani Nosen Levanecha Mitzvahs Pesach. That as a result of this story of the Achnas Zorchim, Klal Yisrael gets the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Vayichlu lam ishtze. So same lashon, Yukach. Yukach namat mayim is the same lashon of Vayichlu lam ishtze. Ata marta lahem no. Yukach no mat mayim. Ani nosin levanecha mitzvahs Pesach. Al tochlu mimenu no. Interesting. As the word no, yukach no means please give water. But it's the same lashon of no that you can't eat the korban pesach what? Raw. Right? It has to be tzliyesh. Right? So as a result of the word no, that was by the Malachim, by Avram Avinu, we were zocher for a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which says, Al tochlu mimenu no. It seems strange. I mean, the word, and the no's are two different no's. One no means please, and there, what does the no mean? To eat it, not to eat it raw, but to eat it roasted. So we got a mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach roasted because Avram Avinu treats the Malachim well? Just because he uses this, it's the same word, no? What's the connection? So I saw the Sefer HaMor Sheba Torah. The thing starts on page 7. Schar Masei Odom Heim Nitzchim. Right? So he quotes here, and he goes through and discusses how each person's action. So in the bottom of page 8, he quotes this Medrash Tanchuma. And he says, V'roi lahavin ma hakesher, yukach no, to, over there he's saying another thing, it's by, in the bottom paragraph, it's not where I put the hour, but the bottom paragraph. It says, Tanchuma l'shelofaneinu, says Atal Marta Yukach No, Ani No Sein Levanecha Mitzvahs Pesach Al Tochlu Mimenu No. So Drosha Zu, two lines to the bottom, Lo Muvenes Klal Yukach No Hu Lashon Bakasha. V'no Nevar Pesha Perusha She'enu Tzoloi. In other words, you can't eat something that's not fully roasted. So what's the connection? So he says, look in the bottom of page 9, the arrow on the right bottom. King Yishlevar Tachum Shel Faneinu. Avram Avinu Mazmin Orchim Binichusa. Because when Avram Avinu invites the guest, he treats them very well. Yukach lo. No means please. He speaks very nicely to them. Hakol Veloshen Pius Derech Kovet. He treats them Derech Kovet. Klom Ezminim Lesud Benachas. So what's the Mida Keneged Mida? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva L'Achilas Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which is Achil Mishulchon Gavoa. So how do we have to eat Korban Pesach, third line, Tzrichim Le'echol Oso B'Lemoshko L'Gdula. You have to eat it with royalty. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating us like what? Like princes. That's how the Korban Pesach is eating roasted, because that's Derech Malachim. So now you understand very well. Avram Avinu treated them with such kavod, and he invited them with such kavod. He speaks to them very nicely. You kach noah, please, da da da. So it's mida kenegan mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to invite you for Korban Pesach, and I want you to eat a dafka tzli, which is the Derech HaMalachim, because your forefather Avram treated my Malachim royally, I'm going to treat you royally. And that's the connection, Derech Kavod of the, and that's the Sefer Chinuch writes, that's the reason why there's the mitzvah of Lo Sochlu Na, but Sliyesh, is because of the feature Derech B'nei Malachim, Lechol Sliyesh. And then he writes on the bottom of the left side, L'chora, the MS Roy Lavin Lama Nosan Avram Avinu Main Ba'atzlo. Getting back to the Chazal that he did in Al Yidei Shliach, the stomach, he had something else to do. What, Avram Avinu was lazy? Stomach, there was some other reason why he had to do it Al Yidei Shliach. So why was he punished? That Nosan Al Main Yidei Shliach. So that's what he says. The Inochanami Einzu Onish. It's not a punishment, because Mustafa Avram Avinu had a good reason why he didn't shliach. But bottom line is, if you don't get the gas, the car won't run. Even if you have a legitimate reason, you don't get the gas, the car won't run. It's not a punishment. It's a metzias, whatever you put in. And that's a big yisod. So, and especially over here, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, whatever Avram treated them royally, so his descendants will be treated royally by Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Korban Pesach. That's the gnaw over there. One gnaw connected gnaw is the, and that's the idea of treating someone. So you see how measured actions are. You do an action a certain way, it's the same action, but you do an action in a certain way, it's a certain level. You do an action in another way, it's a lower level. Kadosh Baruch Hu measures it bidiyuk, and it's not a punishment. Again, it's how much fuel you put in. That's what you get out. Mida keneged mida. I came across another very interesting mida keneged mida in this week's parsha, page 10. And this, Rabosai, is a new sefer that came out, the new Nitziv. There's a new printing of the Nitziv. So far it's only Ambrosius by Rav Cooperman's son, with footnotes. Excellent. The new HaMekdover. And this is eventually going to take over, once the other four volumes will be out. I think all the other editions will become obsolete, like what his father did for the Meshech Chochma. See, he has a whole shot in the story of Sarah laughing when she was told about Yitzchak's birth. And I think this shot also will help us understand. I mean, what's the, I mean, like, she laughed, so we call him Yitzchak. But, like, well, that's not such a good thing. So, right? The laughing was not such a great thing. So why did that become the name? So in the stomach, there's something deeper that Yitzchak should become the name. And we want to remember this story. And Mustafa, if it was that she did something wrong, she was incredulous, is that what we want to put on our poster? You know, Yitzchak, you know, that she didn't believe, you know. So, but when you see the Pshat and the Tziv, I think we have a new Havana of why the name Yitzchak is Yitzchak. So let's see. The Pasuk says like this, page 10. Of Avram and Sarah, the Canaan, Boim by Yonim. So Avram and Sarah were elderly people. Chadol yais l'Sarah orach kanoshim. So Sarah no longer had a regular cycle. So she was not a child-bearing woman anymore. So batitzchach Sarah bekir balemor. So Sarah was laughing in her heart. She says, acharei belosi hasoli edna. Is it possible that after I'm an old woman, I'm gonna become a nida v'adoni zokin, and my husband is old, So she seemed to be incredulous. On two levels. First of all, acharei belosi haisal liedna. After I'm such an old woman, I'm going to become a nida. I'm going to be able to be childbearing. Number one, and vadoni zaken, and my husband is an elderly man. So it doesn't make sense. And then Hashem says, "What do you mean? You think?" So the Netziv says pshat like this: Acharei belosi vadoni zaken mitchila kshehigid la Avram dvar Hashem lo tachkav lo pala mizeh. In other words, originally she was not surprised. She knew Shaloyi Pale Me Hashem Lo Seis Hiroyin Gam Le'Evin. She knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. He could make a kid come out of a rock. I mean, if he wanted to. Aval Birosa Shehina says Yolda V'Haisala Edna. So he says like this: Haisali Edna doesn't mean that she say. Pashupshat, you read the pasuk. Acharei belosi, I'm an old woman. Haisali Edna, I'm going to have become a nida. Doesn't make sense. So the Tziv says no. Haisali Edna means like this. Acharei belosi, she's saying a statement of fact. I was an old woman and now I became a nida. Haisali Edna, I had it. I'm a youthful woman now. So Mimela, now I understand very well that I can have kids because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Teva that I now have physical features of a young woman. So why is she laughing? So what did Hashem do? He made me become a Nida, so it means he made me young. So Mimela, what is he trying to do? He's trying to do this thing through Derech HaTeva. So through Derech HaTeva, first he makes me a Nida, and then I'm going to have the kid. So I see that that's the way Hashem is operating. So there's no problem with that. So what's her shock? In Kenis Pala Masha Adoni Zaken. Now his Pashup shot is, she was laughing on two levels, about herself and about her husband. And Siv says, no, about herself she wasn't laughing. Because she saw that God changed her physical features. So she saw that it could happen. But Adoni Zaken. But how could my 99-year-old husband have a kid? Shalorosa ba'avram shum shinoi aponav mikasharhoya. But Hashem didn't change Avram. In other words, he still looked like the old man. He says, okay, I'm fine. I look like a young woman now. But my husband still looks like an old man. In other words, okay, I understand. In other words, Acharei belosi haisali edna doesn't mean, is it possible? No, she's saying a statement of fact. Acharei belosi, after I was old, I became young. Fine. But mikol mokom adoni zaken. Nupshat in the... Oh, it's a beautiful pshat. But you'll see even more why it's so beautiful. So then the Torah continues. Vatichache shara leimor lo sochachti ki yareh v'yom lo ki tzachat. So in other words, he's going to be consistent in this pshat throughout. So again, how does the Netziv learn? She wasn't surprised about herself because she saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already changed it to Teva, so it's going to be through the Derech HaTeva. So from her perspective, she wasn't. But she was surprised. But how is it going to work with my husband? So then, that Chesh Sarah says Netziv Yesh Kan Psik Kedil Hafrik. Haynuk Shabal Lumot Shalohi Chisha Miyad B'Shama Dvar Hashem Mipi Avram Elef Sika V'Noach Hayala Lahodos Lufar Shemes Kitzachra Mizikras Avram. But she didn't want to say it. There was the real reason she laughed is because of Avram, but she didn't want to say that to her husband directly. So she says, Lo sachachti, says in Sefer, Omer le advar Hashem haya Avram. V'chisha be'emes lo sachachti, she'me'olam lo sachach al atzma. The words, Lo sachachti means I never laughed about myself. That I never laughed about. But the laughing was about Avram, but I didn't say it because I'm afraid to say that to my husband, that I was just, you know, speaking about him. Etc. So now, the Netziv in the second column says a beautiful word. I'll tell it to you outside first, and then I'll tell you inside. What happened later on when Sarah finally gives birth? What were people saying? Well, Ve'avimelech Nesabra Sarah. That's it. That was Mida Keneged Mida. Because what was the whole thing? She's saying, I can understand it could be me, the mother. But how could it be Avram, the father? So since she said that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished her, that Taka, people are going to say that Avram is not the father. You understand? Since that was what she was doubting God's ability by Avraham, so that's Gufa, and that Nakuda is exactly what the people were casting aspersion on. Look inside. In the Harry Hakosov Hodia calls those Yuvalon, Ikara Taklis Shayamishun and Nes Avram and Nesara, Mapal Vasa Dorvarts Kovshab, Svil Zeh Yila Esek Avra Avimelech, Vayala Lomoras Ruach Ma'od, Hose Indian Shay Yil Zarm Kinu, Komase Ova Simon Labonim. So in that Gufa, in that whatever Nakuda was, that she was, doubtful in, that's what HaKadosh Baruch. And so you see later in the Netziv on page 12, it says, Vashem Pokar Esara. And that comes right after the Mice of Avimelech. Acharei She'ira L'Sara Inyan Avimelech Pokar Esara. Hayas Hashem L'Sara Kasher Diber. What does it mean? What's the kasher omer and the kasher diber? So Rashi says one is the heroyon and one is the leida. So he says Elohu adover shetibrasher shakloshim with his ar Ella. See the large Ella in the second column. Shakadosh Baruch Hu hisraim al sara. She was doubtful about Avram because she saw she turned young, so she wasn't doubtful. Avram looked like an old man. In other words, Hashem did to Sora what? Kasher Diber. Look, footnote 9. Kloma, Hashem Osala Kasher Diber. Bekas, Lama Zesachra. Ma Asala, Shinola Bria Sophic. It's not going on the later. It means Hashem did to Sarah Kasher Diber, meaning what he was angry at her, Lama Zes Hachaka, and meaning on the Abraham, that's exactly what Hashem had happened in the world. Hashem did to Sarah that people should think that she was with Avimelech. Kasher Diber, that was the cast that Hashem had in Lama Zeh Sachaka. And what does Hashem do to her? She nolad lebriya sofek ha'im yitzchak nolad me'avi melech. But Gufa, in the area that she was incredulous, that's what Hashem punished her with. And that's what it says. V'tar v'telet sora l'avram bein luzkunov. Now the pasuk is meduyak. It says luzkunov, not luzkuneha. because it was Avram is still the old man. She's not old lady anymore. L'moar asher dibur, gam zehu b'chlal ha-dibur, shebo l'onesh, t'tova yalufanet shalotele rashona acheres, v'teitze b'chlal ha-sofik. In other words, why? You see, if she would have... If the pregnancy, the birth would have been later on, then people wouldn't say Me'avi Melech, because it's too long to say Me'avi Melech. But Hashem wanted it should be within the time that still you could doubt that maybe it's Me'avi Melech, because that was an onesh, Mida Keneged Mida. And the Me'la Rabosai, based on this whole pshat, I think now we have a better appreciation about the name Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak teaches us this idea, that the whole idea was Yitzchak through the Tzachak. That's how the whole thing came about. That she was born at this time. This teaches us the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Midah Keneged Midah, of the Tzchok. And that's on page 13 in the Sivra. Tzchok Asal Yelokim. Midas Hadin Asal Yitzchok. Kol HaShomei Tzachak Li Perish Mimeni. Everyone's going to laugh and say this woman was Mizana with Avimelech. But the Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it exactly what she was doubtful about, and she had in her heart suffering, and she didn't have that full emunah. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had happened. So we have two types of Mida Keneged Midas we were learning. First, in the positive sense, that wherever your Maisa that you did in a full, then you get it back full. They did it al Shalol Yidei Shliach, they get back Shalol Yidei Shliach. They need a Shliach, exact. And here, in terms of an Onesh, Mamish, the Nakuda, that she had doubt, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so you doubt me? I'm going to make people think that way also. And that need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's medaktik, exactly. He made it exactly to be that way, is the name, that's why it's so important, the tzchok. Because through the tzchok came out this midah keneged midah. So it's yisod and hashkochas Hashem. Not just tam, we want to have the name Yitzchok. For this time that she left. But the name Yitzchak teaches us that Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Mida Keneged Mida, B'diyuk, the way the Netziv explains the Pesukim over here. Then we have another Chazal in this week's Parsha. Another Mida Keneged Mida. Ve'yashkim Avram Baboker. Ve'chavosh Eschamoro ve'ikach Shnei Nor Vito ve'Yitzchak Beno. Vayivaka atzei Ola. He chopped the wood before the Akedah. So what's the significance of chopping the wood? So says the Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash Rabba rather, page 15, Vayivaka atzei Ola. That he chopped up. He took two chops of the. He chopped it in two. The wood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do that. Mida Keneged Mida. But Avram chopped the wood in half, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea in half. So what's the connection there? How is that Mida Keneged Mida? Oh, so I think you could say like this. What's the reason that Avram chopped up the wood? So take a look in the Ramban on page 16. Vayibokor atzei Ola zrizusu b'mitzvah. Ulai lo yimtza sham b'mokam ahu eitzim.
V'olichem shlosha yomim. Hoshei avam posal l'korban eitz shenimtza b'kolas k'din ha-Torah. L'achach mi-beiso eitzim tovim l'ola. L'chein omar v'ayibok ha-atzei ola.
See, it's like this. Why was he, the Ramban says, why did he chop the wood? Chop the wood to see if there are worms in the wood. If there are worms in the wood, you can't use that for a korban. The issue was the korban. Okay? But like this. See, if Avram Avinu really didn't want to do the mitzvah, you know what he would have done? He would have done like this. He wouldn't have chopped the wood. He would have brought the wood full without chop. Then he would have come to the site of the Akedah. And then he would say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, I'm chopping the wood. Look at all the worms. I'm potter. But he didn't do that. He wanted to make sure before he went on the derech that this wood is good. In other words, a lot of times, if you want an excuse for something, so you can find an excuse. But if you really want to do something, so you make sure that before you leave, that the wood is good wood. That shows a real ratzon. A real ratzon. And the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off out of Mitzrayim. But then he could have said, you know, look, I took you out, but now they're gonna capture you. But the fact that he was Korei Yamsuf shows that he really wanted to save them. It's a real ratzon. It's not just, to be Yotze Zion. In other words, that showed the ratzon of Pnimi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you should look in this week in the Imre Baruch, and have a piece of Lasser Sutzoncha, Belev of Sholem. You really have a ratzon to do something, so you do it. You really have a ratzon. So by the fact that you by Baka Atze Ola, that shows a real ratzon. Because they could have timed it, we'll wait till the Akedah, and then maybe we'll find that the wood is no good. Why should I find out now and switch it, and I'll go there, and I'm hoping that the wood's not going to be good. But he didn't do it that way. And the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I could take them out of Mitzrayim, yeah, but then the Egyptians will get them. So they'll get them. But I really want to save them, so I'll split the seed for them also, because I really want to save them. That's my real ratzon. It's not just you could do something, you can play a charade. Yeah, I'm doing it. But if you really want to do it, you make sure it gets done. You go out of your way, you make sure. You bodate the wood beforehand. And that's mida keneged mida. Exactly. There's another pshat that, that's what I thought perhaps you could say pshat in the mida. Maybe you can think of other pshatim. I think this is a medrash that you can discuss at the table to try to understand in different ways what's the mida keneged mida between the vayibaka atzei ola and the kriyas yamsuf. Because in Yifei Torah on page 17, he wants to say that it's going on the fact that the nibku uli yudbeis drachim, right? That in the Yam there were 12 paths. Each Shevet had their own path. And it was because of Avram Avinu that cut the wood, that was they were Zocha for that. And then you have to understand. And again, maybe you could explain it that each Shevet had to be with himself. They would feel more comfortable that way. That's what Rav Shteyman's Drasha was about, that the Yud Beis Nuskos, Yud Beis, whatever. Okay. So the Rabosai, this is the Yisod Rabosai. Yisod is whatever your Maisa is, as we saw before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs that Maisa. So whatever they did Al Yidei Shliach, they got back less. They did themselves, Avram did himself, he got back more. Everything is Shokol. Sarah had Suffolk about this, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the people think about her. Everything is betachlis hadiktuk. But you have to realize one other point. That whatever maisa that a person does, if it's the ratzon Hashem, then he's going to get special siyata d'shmaya to help him. In other words, he has to put an effort. And the commensurate with the effort is the scar. But you have to realize, whatever effort you're putting in, if this thing is a mitzvah, you're going to get special siyata d'shmaya to help you put in that extra effort. So don't think that just because you're putting in the extra effort, it's going to be hard, but you're going to get special siyata d'shmaya. Because you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. You get special siyata d'shmaya. There's a beautiful pshat in the Akedah that we'll conclude from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. There's a beautiful pshat.
Pasuk says, "Vayomer al tishlach yotcha la nara v'al taslo me'uma."
Says, "Don't
first." Let's see the pasuk before pasuk Yud, page 18. "Vayishlach Avram es yado ve'yikachas amachel l'shchodas b'no."
It's a funny lashon. "Vayishlach Avram es yado."
What does that mean? Why don't you just say,
of course, how else did he do the machelis with his hand? Of course, you need your hand. Oh, what, he did it with his mouth? Of course, he did it with his hand. Why does the pasuk have to say, he stretched out his hand and he took the sword? So what's the idea of Yislach es yado? What's that idea? And then the pasuk continues, "Ki yata dati ki yari Elokim ata,
lo chasachtes bincha."
So Rashi writes on page 19 here, that "lo amarti lecha shechapeu ela haleu," that in essence Hashem said that there was never a mitzvah of shechting his son. The mitzvah was only to bring him up, but not to shecht him. Bring him up on the mizbeach. And that's what happened in the end. He brought him up, but he never shechted him. The mitzvah, right, it turns out that that's what Hashem said, that that's not what I meant. And that's why in the end he tells, don't do it. Oh. So Menachem Mendel of Rimanov says,
"Yishlach Avram es yado, yesh l'dachnish, kol ha-maisim shalta Avram lorov yishlach es yado."
He never says "Yishlach es yado" by everything else. Of course, anything he did was with his hands. What's this idea of Yishlach Avram es yado?
The Torah doshes v'suad Avram k'mashmo teke shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Soon as Avram heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say kach nos bincha v'aleil la'ola nizdariz ma'od l'kayim mitzvah z'boro yisbarach. Right, soon as Hashem said to do it, he did it. And that's the idea, that you get special siyata d'shmaya. If you're doing Ratzon Hashem, Hashem will help you. It's going to be easy.
Lo hirgish tnuas eivar klal.
He didn't even feel he was doing anything, because it was all Hashem's Ratzon. So Hashem was giving him such siyata d'shmaya. It was easy.
Kol eivar ve'eivar shabon iskadish kol kach at she'arsu ba'atzma.
It was like automatic, because it was the Ratzon Hashem. So it was just automatically going to do the Akedah.
The Lord pulled us close to Abraham. Then Abraham hoched me atzmon. Yadayim also pulled us me atzmon by themselves.
A third line, second paragraph, second column, third line. Avalach hashekiyam mitzvah shalal leyu nisrashu leivarim lo rotsu lasus od pulosim hashalosh shamu piv kesharshbach lo moshachto. You know what Vayishlach means? Es yodo? It means it was hard now. He had to put effort to do it. It was hard now. He didn't have that automatic movement anymore. So what changed? The answer is, this was no longer the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah was only to put him up. The mitzvah was not to shecht him. So once it was no longer a mitzvah, so there's no more siyata d'shmaya, because really, so now he felt heavy, because the mitzvah's over. He didn't realize that. He felt he still had to do it. But now it's hard. Why? There's no siyata d'shmaya anymore, because there's no mitzvah anymore. Because that wasn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah's only haleyu, not shachteyu.
V'kach nemar, v'yishlach Avram es yodo, v'yikach es amachel l'shkod es b'no, ratzoloma, shehuchach l'shaleach es yodo b'koach, u'v'hagosha, v'yikach es amacheles.
Because no siyata d'shmaya anymore. With effort.
In other words, you passed the test already, the mitzvah is already over.
So the yisod that we're trying to point out is like that we said in the beginning, any mitzvah you do with, you do it yourself, Avram sent the malachim the bread himself, Klal Yisrael gets the man directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yukach nama mayim l'day shliach, that was also l'day shliach. Because whatever you put in the maisa, that's what you get out. But you have to realize this yisod, that whatever you put in, if it's real mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always helping you out. So even though there's effort, but it's going to be much easier. Because you're doing the right thing, you're going to get the special siyat d'shmaya. So we see here two things. We see the idea of midah k'neged midah. Whatever you put into something, that's what you get out. Yeah, Avram gave him al yidei shliach, so Klal Yisrael gets less. Al yidei shliach. They don't get the water directly. Yukach na. And it's not a punishment. Because Avram and the son had a good reason why. But it's like if you don't put gasoline in the car, it's not going to drive. It's not a punishment. It's what you put into a mitzvah, you put into a relationship, that's what's going to come out. Bidiyuk. Avram Avinu treated them like kings. Yukach na. Mida k'neged mida. We get the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Al tochlu na. We're treated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu like kings as well. Sarah had a suffix. She said, how could it be? I understand me. I can't understand Avram. So then, the people start doubting whether it really was Avram. And that perhaps is the significance of the name Yitzchak. Because the name Yitzchak teaches that Mida k'neged Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Yibaka, Avram really wants to do the mitzvah. He has the real Rotzon Panimi. He needs to make sure that the wood is kosher from before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to save the Jewish people. He'll even be Korea the Yam for him. But whatever it is, that's the Ratzon Hashem. You do the Ratzon Hashem, you get special Siyat of the Shemaya. But once it's no longer a mitzvah anymore, that's not the mitzvah, then it's going to be hard. But if it's a mitzvah, that's what Moshe Feinstein said, that we shouldn't say Shver to Zayin Yid. Never say that. You say, great, it's easy to be a Jew. Why? That's the Zvor from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. Because whatever you're doing is the right thing, you're going to get Siyat of the Shemaya. It's going to be easy. Once he's doing something that's not the right thing, then it's vayishlach hasyada. Then you have to crack and do it with extra effort because that really wasn't the mitzvah anymore. And that's the big yisod. And that's the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out in every action and he shokel every action. And that's the significance of the name Yitzchak. That Yitzchak teaches that mida k'neged mida, and that's the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single action to the nth degree of the action that's done. That's the gasoline that we put in the car, and that's how far we're going to go.